Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is William McNaught. The date is May 31st, 1979. I'm in East Hampton talking to Dorothy Norman. We may as well begin at the beginning and where you were born and when.
Philadelphia, 1905. Do you want the date?
Sure.
March 28th. I lived in Philadelphia until I was 20, at which point I was married, and I married Edward A. Norman, and I moved to New York, which is where he lived.
I see. But going back a bit, where did you, had your family been from Philadelphia for
Yes.
several generations?
Not several generations. My mother had been born there, and her parents had been born in Germany, but she had been born in Philadelphia. My father came over as a boy from Austria, so it was just a second generation, and I suppose you'd say, depending on which generation we're talking about. It's the first, second, third.
Exactly. But you went to school in Philadelphia.
I went to a public school in Philadelphia, and I was extremely dissatisfied by the education I was receiving, and I kept begging to go away to boarding school, because when I went to camp in the summers, I found that a number of the girls I came to know did go to boarding school, and it seemed such an exciting idea, first of all, to be away from Philadelphia, because I think I was fairly typical of most girls of that time. I felt dissatisfied by the lives that were being lived by most of the people around me. They hadn't had the opportunities that I was in the process of having, and I didn't understand that. So that I was just impatient with the kind of restricted horizon of everyone around me. And
it was something that you just sort of sensed.
I sensed it. I didn't know anything about why I felt this until sometime later. And I did very much want to go away to boarding school, because I loved the outdoors, and I loved playing tennis, and I loved other sports, and I loved the idea of being on my own, and I liked so much what the girls who went to boarding school told me about them. I went to camp first in Massachusetts near Lenox, and then in Maine. And I fell in love with New England, and my idea was to go to a New England school, boarding school. But my parents objected to my going away. They thought I was too serious, and that I should stay home and go to parties and grow up to learn to play bridge and fit into a social order, which was anathema to me. I did get permission to go to school in Washington, D.C., because some children or friends of my parents were going there, and it wasn't as far away in their view as New England, so I was permitted to go there. But it was a non-college preparatory school, and although it was quite marvelous being in Washington for a year, it wasn't my idea of what I wanted as a boarding school. And I begged and begged and begged to go away to a New England school. In fact, I entered myself